How many of you have been spending time over the last couple of weeks enjoying the good weather at the beach or the park? It would seem that the weather has brought an increase, the number of litterlights, with Belfast City Council handing out 88 on-the-spot fines since the beginning of July. What is it about us that seems that we just throw rubbish down after ourselves? Niall, morning to you, Niall.
Good morning.
You got us thinking about this, Niall, because you contacted us. You were in Torella Beach.
Yes, it was. I was there last Friday with my family.
What did you see?
Well, we just returned actually from holiday. We were in Croatia, and we'd noticed just how clean the whole environment was. So coming back on Friday, we decided to come and visit Torella, which I hadn't been to for many, many years. Paid a certain fee to go to a car park, and then we planted ourselves down. All seemed fairly well until we decided to leave at about 5:30, when most people were kind of packing up. And, of course, we got everything packed away ourselves. And then I noticed that very close by to me was just a deluge of debris left by people who had previously left before us. And I pointed out to my wife, and I just said, "Can you believe that? They've just walked away. They've just walked away and left everything sitting there for somebody else."
What type of stuff had they left?
Yeah. They left. And there were many, many people around.
What type of stuff had they left?
Well, they had left fizzy drink bottles. They'd left curry chip containers.
Yeah.
There was a nappy there.
Dirt balls.
Beer bottles, wet wipes, and a plastic bag handily left for somebody else to use, which I did. And I actually picked up everything there out of complete and utter disgust and brought it to one of the poor workers from the Down District Council who was trying his best to tidy up the mess of other people.
Malachy O'Doherty's with us this morning. You've been writing about this, Malachy, in the Belfast Telegraph. What's going on?
Well, I don't know what's going on. I think some people have no sense of... they come to the beach presumably because they love the beach. They want to be in a comfortable environment. They want the sunshine and the sea, and they want to enjoy themselves. And then they behave like pigs. And, I mean, it can't be... Well, this isn't everybody, and I'm sure Niall wouldn't say it either. But, I mean, when I started this by posting images of the litter on Ballycastle Beach on Facebook over the weekend, The immediate response was quite huge, and it was resonating a lot with what Niall's saying. He wouldn't do this. So abroad, there was a woman on my Facebook page, and she said... Well, you know, my dog pooed in a neighbor's garden in France, and I'm fined €85 for it. You know, there's people do not do this in other European countries. They know that there's a culture there which is totally forbidding of it, and it is simply not tolerable. And when we see that ourselves, when we go abroad, when we're in France, when we're in Croatia and other countries, we see that everything's fine and beautiful. You come here, you go to a local beach. It's a blue flag beach. And Ballycastle, I'm not criticising the council here. The Ballycastle Council do wonderful things. I mean, the place is gorgeous, you know, in terms of flower arrangements and stuff in park areas. And when they, yesterday I was out walking along the beach and they've brought out these huge big yellow tubs for surplus litter, you know, just to basically, because they know that there's an influx of people.
So what is it? Are we just dirtier here in Northern Ireland?
Well, it's not we. I mean, you're not. I'm not. But a lot of people are, Stephen. A lot of people are. And also, I think there's a civic culture which indulges this, you know. And I'm going to say something really awful here when I shouldn't bring politics into it. But 11th night, for instance, we have huge bonfires. And what do? We don't go along and say, "You can't light a bonfire there." No, we go along and they say, "Oh, could we negotiate with you how to move it over here because you might set fire to somebody's house? Or do you mind standing back a moment while we take down the power cables? So that you won't and cut off everybody's electricity, so that you can have your nice bonfire." I mean, we just have some kind of civic culture which indulges this and which gives a signal to people that it's more or less okay. There'll always be somebody along afterwards.
I wonder where the dirty hotspots are in Northern Ireland. 0845 955 678. Where the real dirt places are that you've noticed as you've been walking around Northern Ireland. If I was to ask that question to you, Malachy. Some of the dirtiest places. What comes to mind?
Well, the city more than the beaches, actually. But I mean, in Northern Ireland, I'm in Ballycastle at the moment. I've been here for the past week, and overall, actually, it's quite good. I mean, Niall was talking there about seeing sanitary towels on the beaches. I haven't seen that. But I went down the other night, and there'd obviously been a group of people sitting drinking beer on the beach. And the funny thing was that they'd gathered up their stuff into a pile, and it stuffed their original box of beer bottles, it stuffed everything into it, and then just left it sitting, you know, for either for the tide to take away or for somebody else to move. It's always dirty. You always notice in Ballycastle as we walk away, just away from the town, down towards what they call Marconi's Cottage along the beach, and there are parking areas there where people pull in and they'll have a picnic and they'll watch the waves coming in. And you will nearly always see rubbish there. You will always see people. They will eat there, and they will either they'll go to the bin. They'll see the bins full, and they'll just drop something.
I was talking about Torella Beach. The VP's Jim Wells is the MLA for the area. Is it that bad, Jim?
Absolutely, Stephen. And indeed, I have to say, from my experience, Torella, and sadly, I'd have to say, I think the bulk of the people who go to Torella leave some form of litter behind, because the sheer quantity of what the council staff have to pick up is enormous, and it is filthy. It's things like disposable nappies which have been used. Oh. It's even occasionally sanitary towels. It's obviously lots of beer cans, chip papers, you name it, it's there. And the council has to pay. Obviously, we're dealing with staff who are working overtime because these are public holidays. And it's just dreadful. Now, I could concur with everything that Maliki has said and others, because when I go to beaches in Europe, this is absolutely unimaginable, that someone would eat their chips or change their child's nappy and leave that on the beach. This is a unique Northern Irish phenomenon.
So we're dirtier here. We don't care enough here.
We don't. And I mean, I really think, what would a foreign tourist coming to one of those beaches think of us? I mean, we went, say, at 4:30 in the afternoon. He would be appalled. We are a filthy nation. And even in our towns, I'm actually sitting in a street here in Belfast where about 3 years ago I reported someone who threw litter out of a car.
Did you?
I did. And I have to be fair to the Belfast City Council. They tracked the person down and they fined him £50. I took the car registration. It's the third time I've done that. And Belfast City Council are clearly taking this very seriously. But we need to basically put litter wardens onto our beaches in the summer. And that's a terrible indictment.
That's all we need, isn't it? After the traffic wardens, now litter wardens.
Stephen, the last thing I'd want to do is to have people in the equivalent of red coats walking up and down our beaches. But really, it's either that, or we simply say to the other people coming in from the rest of the world, we are a filthy bunch of people. And I know there are people who pack up all the litter and take it home. But certainly what I've seen in places like Portstewart Strand, Torella and Ballyhome, I wonder how many actually do that, because the sheer weight of waste that's left behind would indicate to me the attitude is throw it out the window, leave it on the beach, somebody else is going to pick it up.
So do you really think we should be running around reporting each other for throwing stuff out the window?
Well, Stephen, it's bound to be having an economic harm to our community, because, again, you go to... I've been to parts of Eastern Europe. I've been, obviously, in the continent, France and things like that. And their towns are immaculate. They're welcoming people. Come to our cities and towns. We look after them. And yet you come to parts of Northern Ireland and you're saying, don't come here. We're just a filthy bunch of people. And I hate to say that, because there's many aspects of the Northern Ireland character I like.
Do you mean that, though? You mean Northern Irish people are a filthy bunch of people?
I'd have to say, when it comes to the beaches, a very high percentage of them just chuck it out the window. And, I mean, the problem is, those who are careful and pack everything up and take it home to the bin, you know, really all their good work's completely undone by the fact that there are hundreds of people, or indeed thousands, who just put it out the window. And some of them, even some of the conscience, they come to dump stuff on the beach, because you'd wonder how they can generate such a large quantity
of
rubbish.
There will be some people, Jim, objecting to this, not liking us described as filthy. Dirty.
Well, like, I tell you, next hot Sunday, come to Torella at 5:30.
I actually don't know where Torella is.
Torella's down, it's sort of on the coast, what's called the Lochiel Coast, near Ardglass, Ballykilner Army Base is maybe the most famous location nearby. It's a beautiful beach just down on the Irish Sea coastline, and the council have spent an absolute fortune, hundreds of thousands of pounds, making it suitable for tourism, and are to be congratulated. But I would love to know, maybe we'll ask the council, what they're spending every year in cleaning it. It must run into tens of thousands every year. And if I think of the staff, Stephen, who have to pick up all this rubbish and some of the unmentionable items.
Maliki O'Dougherty, should we increase the fines?
I think so. I mean, you're taking a negative view of the idea of litter wardens. I wouldn't. I mean, Jim has an expertise.
This country's going to be full of... If you get, honestly, how many wardens are we going to have? Everywhere you go, traffic wardens, now litter wardens.
Well, they don't have to be wearing a red coat. They don't have to be walking around with a truncheon. I mean, in fact, they'd be more effective if they were discreet. You know, if there was just somebody... I mean, you expect other people around the beach. You know, you would need people. You need lifeguards on beaches. We acknowledge that. No, it's dead simple. Do you want a change in the culture here? That's what this is about. And we have seen other changes in culture. This is a very different place to what it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. We changed the whole culture around smoking in pubs. Yeah. You know, we can change things quite radically. We changed the whole culture around drinking and driving, around seatbelts and everything. And you know, people will change if it's put to them very directly that they have to change. And I don't think you need to have, stormtroopers on the beaches, you know, walking around and leaning over people. But I do think that if the message goes out once in a while that, you know, if you leave that thing on the beach, then you're done. You're going to pay £100 fine for that.
By the way, Jim...
We'll stop fairly quickly.
By the way, Jim Wells, I'm going off on a tangent here, but you know, it's just striking me. Where have you been? I don't think you've been on this programme in about 16 years.
I know, Stephen, you've missed me greatly. I have been working way behind the scenes, and I have been.
Have you been huffing with us?
No, Steve. I can assure you. Know I know the benefit of getting onto the Nolan Show, and many people hear my message. No, I have been relatively quiet recently, but I've been working away as the MLA for South Down, and have been active in the local media, particularly on issues like this. So, no, I haven't gone away. You know, as using the famous saying.
Here's Stephen in Belfast. Morning, Stephen.
Morning, Stephen. Hey, I just want to ask Stephen. You get charged £4 to park your car down by Trella Beach. What's that used for? Surely that charge should be paying the wages for people to pick up rubbish. Hey, don't get me wrong, mate. I'm not one for litter myself, but your mom forgot to mention that. Everything you do, you have to pay for it. So surely that's paying somebody's wages.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that people shouldn't litter, and it doesn't mean that people shouldn't pick up the litter themselves.
I'm not saying that at all. You shouldn't be litter. That's a fact. Like, put your mom's on there, say we're all dirty people. No, what's the £4 a car charge for? They're putting... The clear fees and all just to put more cars on it, so they're obviously making money for something. Surely they should be paying people around about picking up litter then.
And you've noticed down where I live at Nendrum, is that right?
I heard that was your bins full of KFC boxes overflowing, that's all that was.
Have you been down at Nendrum Monastery?
I'm down there all the time, yeah.
Are you?
Aye, but it was just your bins overflowing, I heard. Not much KFC boxes, it was like a tsunami.
What are you doing down there?
I could just stay there with the dogs.
Hello, Leslie.
Hi, are you? It's the first time I've ever phoned your show, and this is something that really annoys me greatly. We were down in Newcastle Beach. We live in Newcastle, and we were down on the beach last Friday evening with the dog, sort of about 9:30, and walked towards Murlach, and there was a crowd of young people up drinking sort of near the golf course there. And whenever we were coming back, we followed them up the beach. They dropped their bag, they dropped their box with their yeah. beer had in it. And we started to pick up their litter, following them back into Newcastle.
So you would support, obviously, an increase in the fines?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yes. I mean, the beach is in Newcastle was absolutely disgusting on Friday night, with bottles and broken bottles and cans and all sorts of rubbish. And there's children running on the beach and dogs. And, like, they're going to get their feet cut and all sorts. It's terrible. It's disgusting. And there isn't anybody really clearing up. There's no bins down the beach is the other problem. There's no bins along the beach for people to put the rubbish. But they carry it down, so it's lighter, you know, carrying it back because they've drunk it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Wilson Bangor is here now. Morning, Wilson.
Hello, Stephen. Hello?
Go ahead, Wilson.
Yes, how are you?
Okay, thank you.
Stephen, my problem is cats that are not taxed are no licence for them. And there should be a £20 tax on them because they're dirty all over the garden and scrape. And there's people with two and three of them in the house. And there's a couple of tomcats here, and they do as much as a dog would do.
I can't stand cats.
What?
Can't stand cats.
Pardon, Steve?
I can't stand cats.
No, nor can I, Stephen. Thanks. they're a menace.
Mervyn in Hollywood. Morning, Mervyn.
Right.
Hello, Mervyn.
Let's cut to the chase here. The people who are doing this, who are leaving this rubbish, tons of it throughout our lovely, wonderful beaches, are the people who don't give a damn about where about the beaches, the countryside and anything else. You'll see them all the time. They're running about in their tracksuits. They're grossly overweight. They have their tattoos, Mars hole the breakfast time, and they don't give a damn about the beaches. That's the type of people we that there is here in Northern Ireland.
Well, it's these type of generalisations. So people who wear tracksuits now are people who are fat or dirtier and throw more litter down.
No, I didn't say
Wise
that.
Up. Well, that's what you've just described.
Well, what I'm saying is...
Wise up.
That's, no, I'm not going to have to wise up. That's the type of people who we're talking about. They don't give a damn about themselves. So why on earth should they care about beaches?
Anything in that, Malachy?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think, I mean, there's obviously, there are people who don't care about themselves. I mean, he's right. But, I mean, I don't think that defines the whole problem. I mean, the way that Niall was describing things earlier was he was describing a group of people who'd come to a beach, were sitting near him, having a picnic on the beach. They appeared to all, you know, to be civilized, ordinary people. And yet what they do is they get up and they walk away and they leave the stuff there. Jim's description of things down in Torella is that Jim's making a huge statement. He's saying everybody's doing this.
No.
You know, and that is the most shocking thing that I've heard this morning.
No,
and if everybody's doing it, then Mervyn's wrong or Wilson's wrong. It's not about a clique or a coterie of people who are particularly weird or self-indulgent or have no values.
Stephen, could I just correct that? There are people who go to Torella who neatly pack everything up and take it home.
Yeah.
But the sheer weight of waste left in Torella would indicate that a very large proportion of those who go simply regard this as somewhere they can chuck their rubbish. And it's difficult, particularly over bank holidays, to get staff to get in and clean it up immediately. So therefore, the people who use the beach the following day are often faced with this, because it often happens at weekends and bank holidays when people are difficult to get to cover for the litter. But also we're asking fellow members of our staff and the Down Council to go out and do something on a bank holiday, which is frankly disgusting, is to pick up used nappies and broken beer bottles and chip papers and curry boxes. And, I mean, that's not a very pleasant thing to ask your staff to do. And if those staff worked in somewhere like Croatia or Iceland or Spain, it wouldn't happen. That's the fundamental difference between us as a people.
And I mean, what strikes me is quite interesting is that and it came up here and it came up on the Facebook page as well. There are people who do this voluntarily. I mean, Niall said at the top, you know, that he gathered up the rubbish of these people. I know people who actually go out in the evening with a litter bag and pick stuff up because they've got a sense of pride in the place that they live in and they want it to be tidy.
Well, Niall, you kicked this all off. What do you think of what's been said so far?
Well, I totally agree with everything that people have been saying today. I mean, I was so incensed by this. I mean, it spoiled my weekend, to be honest. And I was looking up, you know, the figures and the facts. One from the Marine Conservation Society. The UK average is 2,000. Now, how they measure litter is for every kilometre along the coastline. It's gone up every year across the UK. Across the UK, the national average is 2,000 items of litter. Guess what it is in Northern Ireland? 8,224 items of litter, four times the national average. What kind of civic pride do we have in this country? I mean, it seems to be easier to go out and riot on our streets than actually sit down on a beach and after your time on the beach to pick up your litter and go home. That seems to be much harder to do.
It's a mindset, isn't it? Malachy O'Doherty's right. It's a mindset.
It's a mindset, yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is. And clearly, if people don't care about themselves or indeed don't care about other areas of Northern Ireland life, why are they going to care about the environment?